You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On this episode of The Heat Check, it's a Tuesday. So you know what time it is. It's time for the rookie report. Yes, sir. We're going to look at the undrafted class. Let's get right into it, Anthony. Drop that motherfucking beat that should be Rihanna. All right, so every year, there are some jewels that somehow get overlooked in the draft. Talking like Lu Dort getting undrafted out of Arizona State in 2019. Now looking at a massive payday. Fred VanVleet, Wichita State, who cashed in huge. Udonis Haslem went undrafted. Then he played 2 decades in the league, basically as a lifetime pension, doing assistant coaching work and being the enforcer on the Miami Heat. This year, there have been less undrafted players who have made a splash in previous seasons, but remember, a lot of times it takes 2-3 years before an undrafted player hooks on and makes it big. Remember, Max Strus needed a couple of summer leagues to impress, got snapped up by Miami, where he developed into a really good player, and then in this offseason signed a 4-year, $62 million deal with the Cavs. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of gold in them hills, yes, sir. And so I've got my eyes on a few players that might end up getting a little bit of a payday. Let's start with Craig Porter Jr., undrafted guard from Indiana by the way of Wichita State. The Shockers. You know who else went undrafted out of Wichita State? Has gone on to make $129 million with another $86 million on the table over the next 2 years. My man, FVF, Fred VanVleet, may be all defensive team this year. Anyway, Porter gets signed to a 10-day from the Cavs. One of their like injury crunch periods. There's been so many. Donovan Mitchell, Garland both out. He proceeded to go ham. In the 5-game stretch in late November, Porter put up 14-3-5 with 1.6 stocks and 24 minutes per game. The Cavs went 3-2 without their stars. Then he played spot minutes until recently when he was called in again due to injury. And then he had 10-3-2 and 16 minutes over a 4-game span. The Cavs, of course, did what they were supposed to do. Turned the 10-day god and made him an honest man. Put a ring on it, right? Made him give him an actual regular contract. And we are definitely now going to see Porter in the future because the kid has game. Another undrafted rookie who is outperforming a ton of drafted guys is a man out of Arkansas, Ricky Council IV. To be fair, I didn't really know why he wasn't drafted in the first place. Like, he's pretty big. He's a bucket. But he signed on with the Sixers, and then he got stashed until, I don't know, Tyrese Maxey goes down. Then he starts to get some run after the midway point of the season. It was really the Embiid then Maxey injury because, let's be honest, like he's not getting minutes if Embiid's on the floor. But he's done pretty damn well. If you've seen his pregame routine, he literally is sprinting from spot to spot to spot like his hair and his underwear are both on fire. In the month period from January 25th to February 25th, Ricky Council IV, a fan favorite, put up solid numbers off the bench, 8-3-1 on 11 minutes per game. Sixers need all the points they can get, boy. Better yet, in 14 games, during that stretch, he was a plus one net rating on a team that went 3-11. Not getting as much run now. Tyrese Maxey's back, getting DMP'd about half the time, but his future, I think, is bright. He has proved that he can play in this league. Other undrafted players who are getting a little run. Trey Jemison out of UAB signed with the Memphis Grizz. Listen, like, they are chock full of them right now. The Memphis Grizz, they need them too. They need roster spots more than they did when COVID hit teams. Less than a week ago, he put up 24-6 with 2 blocks and 31 minutes against, you guessed it, the same fucking Wizards team that decided they didn't want him. Maybe he's up for a Randall report, huh? Never change, Lossington. Never change. The Lossington Lizards. Tre'Quavion Smith, another rando, scored 17 on 5-for-6 from 3 in just 9 minutes against the Nets, of course, the Nets. Obi Toppin's younger brother Jacob for the Knicks got 11-4 in 17 minutes against the Magic. Adama Sanogo from UConn put up 8-6 in 9 minutes against the Sixers. Pacers, Oscar Tshiebwe out of Kentucky, National Player of the Year, I believe, 8-4-1 in 7 minutes against the Wolves. Bunch of undrafted rookies getting some minutes, getting some buckets. But they have not made a huge splash. I'm talking Alex Fudge for the Alex Fudge for the Mavs. Let me not make any bad jokes over Fudge. Andrew Funk, Funk-a-lunk. Don't stop the funk from the Bulls. Pete Nance for the Cavs. Tassan Iwuamu for the Pistons. Colin Castleton of the Lakers. All those guys starting to figure things out. All this means that there are hope for players who don't get drafted. A lot of rookies this year who are finally getting some run came out in 2021, 2022. And they're just now seeing some time in the league. Be patient, undrafted rooks. Be patient. It can be done. Just ask. The truce is loose. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode. And check out the feed for past episodes and mini-episodes, which drop unexpectedly, like a buzzer beater from NC State in the ACC tournament. Oh, boy, Arizona. Don't be so cavalier with them free throws, you know what I'm saying? Now they have more wins in Capital One Arena, NC State, than the Wizards do this entire season. What's in your wallet? Not a fucking win if you're a Wizards fan, huh? Woo-wee! Check out the Heat Check. Do not forget to follow us all season long. That means download. That means subscribe. That means tell your friends. Even your stylist, who came perilously close to burning you with his hot iron on your face, tell him, yo, keep that iron off my ear and have fun on your vacation in Tampa. Do not forget to download the Heat Check for your flight down south with your boo thing. And follow us on social at this Heat Check and at Trista Craig on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and once again, YouTube.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.